Michigan Radio senior editor Sarah Hewlett is here with us now. Sarah, just how did Benton Harbor figure out that it had a problem with lead in water?
So we've got this federal law. It's called the Lead and Copper Rule. And under that law, most cities test for lead once every 3 years. So 2018 was Benton Harbor's year. And it's worth pointing out here that cities are only required to test really just a small fraction of homes to comply with the law. Benton Harbor initially tested 30 homes. Enough of them came back at a high enough level for lead to put it over what the EPA calls its action level. What that means is that the city has to notify residents. So that's the letter William Thomas got in the mail back in October. Then Benton Harbor tested more homes just on its own, voluntarily. It tested almost 300. That testing found 50 homes that tested above the federal action level. And by the way, in terms of this 2018 testing, Benton Harbor is not the only city that exceeded the action level. Here in Southeast Michigan, Hamtramck did. Also in Southwest Michigan, which is obviously where Benton Harbor is, we saw Parchment and Lawrence. All of those cities went over the action level in the last testing round. And then you've got places that are doing testing beyond what the law requires. So you might remember that last year, Detroit Public Schools did that voluntary testing at a bunch of its schools. Like two-thirds of them came back with elevated lead levels.
I remember all the kids all had to go on bottled water.
Right. And parents were wondering, what is going on? What changed? I think the takeaway here is, if you are looking for lead in water, you are likely to find it.
And didn't the state adopt tougher lead rules last year, Sarah?
Yep. So what those rules say is that by 2025, Michigan is going to drop its action level to 12 parts per billion for lead. The federal level is 15 parts per billion. So Michigan will have a stricter standard than the feds. And then this is a big deal. Cities have to replace 5% of their lead lines every year for the next 20 years. That's an effort to take out this main source of lead in water.
And just to get everyone on the same page, remind everybody what a lead service line is.
Sure. So in a water distribution system, you've got the water main. That's the big pipe that runs underneath the road or street in front of your house. And then the lead service line, that's what we're talking about here, is the pipe that takes the water from the main into your house. And in a lot of older cities, those are made out of lead. And it's worth pointing out, this was the main culprit in Flint. It's not actually in Flint that the water that left the treatment plant there had lead in it. It's that when the city switched sources, remember, from treated water from Detroit in 2014 to the Flint River, that river water was corrosive. And what happened is it stripped away this protective coating that these pipes build up inside them. And that meant that lead from the pipes could leach out of those service lines and get into the tap water.
And finding those lead lines can be a real challenge.
Yeah. Yes. The hard truth is that lots of cities don't actually know where their lead lines are. So they don't know if your house is one they should be testing as part of this mandatory compliance. Our newsroom, led by Lindsay Smith and Kayla Fond, did an analysis last year. It showed that most Southeast Michigan cities, 60% of them, did not know where their lead lines are. However, you can figure it out yourself. You can go to our website where we've put an app that NPR built. It helps you figure out if you have a lead service line to your house. I actually used this when I was editing our stories about Flint and figured out that we here at our house have a lead service line.
Short of waiting for someone's city to replace it, is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves?
Yes. You can run your tap every morning. So whatever water has been sitting in that lead service line gets flushed out. That's what we do at our house every morning. You can also filter your water. You can get one that fits right on your faucet, or you can get one of those pitcher filters. They're pretty affordable. They're widely available. You want to check to make sure that it's NSF certified. That just means it's been tested to actually do what it says it'll do. And if you're in one of those cities that went over the action level, you actually might be able to get a filter from the city or from the county. I know in Benton Harbor, Berrien County is giving out filters. And in Hamtramck, anyone whose home tests over the action level can get one. That's according to the letter that they sent out to residents.
Michigan Radio senior editor Sarah Hewlett. Thanks so much, Sarah.
You're so welcome.